So here we are doing an intro.
This is an intro for that one?
Time warp?
Yeah. Yeah, we do it back or forwards, but...
Time warp.
You can't do an intro for something that hasn't happened yet.
Can't you?
Like, we could try.
Gerald Ford dead today.
Gerald Ford died today.
Eaten Man. By wolves.
I remember that SNL sketch.
That was a funny one. Look, Tom, you're going on vacation. We gotta get all this covered.
Was that Colin Quinn?
No, it was Dana Carvey.
Was it Dana Carvey?
Yeah. It's Tom Brokaw.
Oh, yeah. Well, either way, it's pretty funny. Yeah, so we have a special guest this week since I didn't introduce him during the episode at all.
Dick.
Who am I?
You're a tuba nut.
Tuba nuts. Tuba nuts. That's your theme song.
By Betty Crocker.
That's too real, man.
He better.
Are you?
Steven Nut.
My brother.
Yeah. From a similar mother.
Same even.
It's so similar.
It was different. She was older.
Yeah, she was older by about 8 years.
Big difference. What's the difference between you and Nicole?
Two ish.
That's a big difference.
But then Nicole.
She had a baby.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's true. That means Jared is 2 years.
Let's get that baby on this podcast.
He just sleeps. He wouldn't hear anything.
Sounds like a good guy.
It's true. He's a true homie. He's a baby, Western hero.
Baby Nut Jones. Is that his first name?
Basketball Jones.
Yeah, Nut.
Nut Jones.
I got the Basketball Jones.
She wanted to figure out a way to keep her maiden name.
Pump up the jam. Nut. Pump it. I'm trying to do Space Jam soundtrack here. Let me.
Are you on a Jock Jams moment right now?
Let me have my moment. That's
Mortal Kombat.
Close. Yeah. What did we even talk about? I don't even know.
Battletoads.
We did not talk about Battletoads.
No, we should have.
Battletoads.
Let's talk about Battletoads on the next podcast.
All right.
You guys remember how badass Battletoads was?
Well, same podcast.
Same intro. Same intro.
We've gone foreshadowing. We talked about Mars.
Mars. We talked about that. Veronica and Bruno Mars. Bruno Mars. We did talk about Bruno Mars.
Yeah.
You know what? The planet with water.
You know what? It's 30 minutes. Just listen to it. Dos Equis, the most interesting podcast in the world.
Basically.
Except not. I had a Dos Equis at the bar the other day, and I remembered why I don't drink Dos Equis, because it tastes like shit.
There's two of them, and one of them is really good, and the other one is not. I just can't remember which one is which. I think I like the amber.
It's like the Modelo. The Negro Modelo, that one's good. Any other Modelo tastes like Mexican piss water.
I like Skinny.
It's like Modico.
Modico.
Modelo meet Modico. Modico.
Yeah. So we have
Is that the next stone brew?
Probably.
Maybe. Stone dick.
Everything else they make tastes like dick anyhow.
It's hop forward, Anthony.
Stone's new Dick Tracy ale.
I would drink that. Sounds tub mysterious.
Stone's double arrogant tub of dick.
What?
I don't know. It sounds like something else they'll make. Triple arrogant bastard.
Triple dick.
So we should probably start with our riffs before we get too deep into dicks.
Is Africa by Toto a riff?
It could be.
You don't need to play it. Mentioning it is enough.
I'm going with that then. The whole song.
Africa. That's all I know.
I had trouble finding one. I pretty much, there's like four songs off of the new Artist Prince Red album that I wanted to use.
Ooh.
but I went down to Marathon.
Yeah. My choices are almost always last minute because, like, I forget and then I'm like, fuck.
Right.
But, okay. So, first one, Steven, go ahead and introduce it.
It's a Marathon by August Burns Red off their new album, which I don't remember what it is right now, but it's pretty thick and sweet.
Super sweet.
What is... apparently it's a bonus track.
Oh, that sounds biased. It's about 1 minute 46 seconds in.
That's why we don't pick riffs in the middle of the song.
That's pretty epic.
Yeah.
I met these guys.
I figured that would do the best.
I know.
Just a very heavy groove. I dig it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I've always been very impressed with this band's particular musicianship. Technical expertise.
Yeah, they're jamming for Jesus, all right.
They're like Protest the Hero in Illinois.
That's a good point.
Speaking of, I was listening to the new Protest the Hero album looking for songs and realized that I don't like the rest of the album as much as I like the single.
Yeah, the single is really good, but that's about it. Although they had a really funny video with, like, finger puppets.
That Why wouldn't that be funny?
Maybe they should stick to making YouTube videos instead of albums. No?
Maybe. Well, you know, they have to have a soundtrack for their... They're puppets.
That's true.
Good choice. Good choice.
Bully.
The whole album feels very hardcore to me, especially Identity.
You're hardcore. These chocolate-covered gummies are pretty hardcore.
That sounds pretty hardcore.
Riff number two.
So with Parkway Drive having a new album out, I was gonna try and pick one from the new one, and I said nope. I said nope. So I'm picking a riff, pretty much the reason why I started listening to Parkway Drive in the first place, from Horizons, called Siren's Song.
Good one.
Oh my gosh, so good. I'm listening to it right now. Ah, such a trill. So good.
Sweep, sweep, sweep.
All the sweeping. Sweeping.
Why are you not sweeping more?
Because people sweep.
I like the vocals that they had on, like, Horizons and.
Yeah, the new album's weird, but I'll get into that in a minute.
I only have the first single.
Oh, well. That was probably the best album, or the best track on there.
Ouch.
So, what's your riff?
I'm gonna go with...
Nobody likes Pantera.
Everybody likes Pantera. I'm gonna go with the main opening riff to Crystal Skull by Mastodon.
Nice.
Off of Blood Mountain. Starts like 11 seconds.
Man, that album's so good.
Isn't it?
Alright, I'll see you in 3 minutes and 25 seconds.
I'll be back.
You know, I like the drums, like the intro.
Yeah. Very drummy. Drum heavy intro.
They do a very good job of balancing the drums out with the rest of the band.
Yeah.
The overall production quality of the album is just like amazing. Most of their albums are like that.
Yeah, they've always had really good drum trackers. It's pretty consistent too.
Very crisp sounding, which is nice.
When they recorded Blood Mountain with like the guy who does Bruce Springsteen and shit.
Bruce Springsteen.
They did it with Ross Robinson.
Bruce Springsteen knows about crash cymbals.
You gotta get that almost live sound, you know?
Yeah. Well, whatever. It's delicious.
Rumptious drumming.
Yeah. That's some tasty metal.
Good times.
It's no chocolate cover gummies, but
they're the instrumental tracks that they have on the, I forget which album it is.
Crack the Sky.
Oh my goodness.
Hearts Alive was good.
True. Everything.
Considering most of it was instrumental.
Yeah. Which actually, kind of, because I wanted to talk, I had this question pop up on my mind, like, because I saw this thing, the Between the Buried and Me guy was talking about concept albums. Mm. It was like his top 10 favorite concept albums. One was like Dream Theater, the Beatles, I can't remember which album it was.
Yellow Submarine.
Sergeant Pepper.
Yeah, Sergeant Pepper, and there was one that was supposed to be like the influence for Sergeant Pepper, but I can't remember what it was. But anyways, it got me thinking, like, what makes a good album? You know?
Many elements.
Yeah, but I think it narrowed it down because it's like thematic diversity. So like there's a main theme throughout all of my favorite albums, but it ranges from one end to the other.
I think something along those lines is thematic development.
Mm-hmm.
It takes this idea and it actually does something with it rather than just shoving it in your face 10 times in a row.
Yeah, because it seems to me like if you just have 12 tracks of random whatever, it's stupid. Like, there might be some cool songs on there, but it's not going to be my favorite album. Ever.
Probably why none of my albums sold.
Nah, that's just because you have bad marketing.
Whatever. Call it what you will.
And nobody buys albums anymore.
Well, that's two. Except for Bring Me the Horizon, apparently. They're like number 1 through 5 in the world for some stupid reason.
Yeah, they went kind of poppy on their new sound, too.
Yeah, their new album was Bring Me the Auto-Tune.
I was at the store the other day, and I was looking at like 2 or 3 albums to buy, and I saw that one, and I had heard like one thing about it, and saw they sound like a major label deal, and they're going to go way more mainstream. And I was like, nah. So I ended up getting the new Atreyu and the new Bless the Fall.
Oh, nice. I have heard the new Bless the Fall. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
But
I think I need to get the new August Burn Dreads.
I haven't heard the new Atreyu. Listen to their single, but
it's kind of just what you would expect from Atreyu. I mean, I like them, but it's nothing shocking. It's just what you would have thought of.
As long as it was better than Lead Paper Sales or whatever that crap was.
Yeah, it's better. It's heavier. Way heavier.
Yeah.
And Jared has chocolate covered gummies.
I do.
Jared has chocolate covered gummies. Those are her favorite.
From Sweet Factory?
Sweet Factory ones?
No. These are from Japan.
They're Japanese, so he said konnichiwa, bitch.
Maybe. Actually, I'm not sure. This looks like Japanese.
He might have lied.
I didn't buy them.
Do you guys have Hagen's where you live?
Sort of. Yes. Talking about this.
Yeah, they, there's only like 2 here in San Diego, but there's a bunch in Lancaster, I guess, and there's a bunch everywhere, and they were going around buying up like Albertsons and Vons's, and they're already going bankrupt, and it's only been like maybe 4 or 6 months.
Yeah, I think they bought like 173 stores or something, and now they're going down to like 13.
Yeah, and they said like, oh, well, the union employees will get shipped to a different Albertsons. Because most of them are actually going out of business. But I just thought that was so crazy. Like, I had never heard of that company, and they started up, like, the two that I've seen here that they bought were, like, pretty big, like, stores, like, the only ones in their area, you know? It's, like, the only Vons or Albertsons within driving distance of much. And I was like, oh, never heard of that place before, you know? And to see that they're already failing, it's just so awesome. Like, you had to wonder what they were thinking.
They hoped that there'd be the market, and there wasn't.
I know, but it's just so silly. Like, you didn't advertise your name. Like, do you remember, Jared, when we were in high school, how many fucking Blimpies commercials we saw? But there were no Blimpies.
Sonic, too. I saw Sonic commercials all the time and never actually saw a Sonic.
No, they just put a Sonic in here, like, 5 years ago. Now I think there's two or three. But it was like, everybody saw these commercials, and we're all like, this is bullshit. I want a giant fucking Coney Island dog with some guy sitting around. Sonic's fucking terrible here,
buddy. There is good news, though. Anthony, you know the restaurant Eureka?
No, but I know that that's the state word of California.
Eureka!
State word. This is like American Grill. They have like really amazing food. They have a burger that's a bone marrow burger. Anyways, I had it in San Diego. They just opened a location in Sherman Oaks, so now it's in LA.
Nice.
We're stealing your stuff.
Donut Bar is getting their own TV show, I found out.
That doesn't surprise me. That place is amazing.
I know. There's one in Orange County, and now they're opening one in Vegas, probably.
Wow. Wow.
We went there when my brother was here a couple weekends ago, and our bill was $57.
For donuts?
Yeah, for 12 donuts and a coffee.
12?
Yeah.
Well, they are.
That's ridiculous.
They're the best donuts in the world. They're gourmet.
Yeah.
I believe you.
They had a French. It was a churro waffle stuffed with horchata ice cream. Tillamook horchata ice cream.
Wow. Okay. I'm down.
If they had that when we were in high school, I would have died from diabetes.
That's awesome.
Oh yeah,
I'm pretty sure pumpkin spice lattes are sending me towards diabetes,
right? I haven't gotten one yet this year. I make fun of girls that get pumpkin spice lattes, but I always get like two or three a year easily. And then my thing is, I'm who's gonna say anything to me?
Because
same thing, I'll go to a bar and I'll buy it, like a giant strawberry fishbowl margarita.
They're pretty hard to avoid.
Yeah, because, like, who's going to say anything to me?
I don't know.
Girls can do it at basic bitches, but I'm just, you know, trying shit.
Show you a basic bitch.
There's a bar here. It's in a North Park, which is kind of like the hipster area. It's called Coin Op, and it's just a bunch of video games. They had, like, the Simpsons arcade game, the Ninja Turtles arcade game, like the original one, a bunch of pinball. They had Iron Man, Ivan Stewart, Off-Road Racing. Remember that one?
Yeah.
And they had a sign, and they served beer and food, or alcohol and food, and they had a sign in the back as I was waiting to go take a piss. And it was like, you know, please respect the restroom facilities for not only yourself, but our other patrons and our employees. Hashtag don't be a basic bitch. And I was just fucking standing there in line laughing. And the guy next to me was just looking at me like, you can't laugh in line for the bathroom.
What?
Yeah, that's out of
the look he had. Like,
you're standing without the social norm. Please stop.
You're gay because you're touching a dick in there.
Jesus. Stop laughing at my penis.
Well, hello.
Always comes back to that sketch.
I don't think it's missed an episode yet.
No, it hasn't. Steven, you've seen the Dana Carvey special from whenever that was, right?
96, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Long, long time ago.
Well, you need to revisit it because it's in every episode.
Wait, his special? His stand-up special?
Yeah, his stand-up special.
The last thing I remember seeing him in was freaking the Master of Disguise.
Oh, no. You need to see his stand-up special.
Yeah, you're right.
Become another person.
I'm pretty
Become another person.
I'm pretty sure he used all of his best jokes in one special and then he was done. But
yeah,
it is there.
It seemed to work.
They need to do Wayne's World 3, man. People would fucking buy tickets to that so fast.
You will.
I hope they're still doing that new Bill and Ted.
Supposedly.
They can't. George Carlin's dead.
Rufus.
Maybe yeah, that's why. If they make Kanye come back, they can make George Carlin fucking come back.
Right. Tupac still release an album.
Kanye, oh my god, Tupac.
Tupac Kanye?
Thing. Maybe Kanye should be dead. Tupac should be living.
Fish dicks.
Doctor, do you see guild? Bitch, tell me again why you ain't a hobbit.
Yeah, she's not a hobbit.
Nah, she's in this movie with Peter Jackson. Hold on a minute. No, see, she ain't in the movie. It's just loosely based on her TV show, Keeping Up with the Kardashians. She got this long pipe that she smoked from. God damn it.
Are you sure you're not a hobbit?
Bitch, if you a hobbit, you better tell me. I'm up here making myself look like a fool.
Oh, man.
What else?
Speaking of comedians, I just finished the Tina Fey audiobook.
Was that the one where she has giant hands?
Yeah. They look like man Alec hands. Baldwin's hands.
Yeah.
Which, yeah. It's really good, because, of course, she reads the audiobook.
That's nice of her.
Yeah.
It'd be even funnier if Alec Baldwin read the audiobook.
I pay for that.
Yeah. She's like, I don't know. She's like, I don't know why 30 Rock got picked up, Alec Baldwin. I don't know why it stayed on the air, Alec Baldwin. I don't know why we keep getting money, Alec Baldwin.
I think that's why I like the new Muppet show, because it's like 30 Rock with puppets.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, so you finally watched it?
Yeah, it was good.
Oh my god. So good.
So good, my man. Yeah. Say though. Oh, God, what were we just talking about right before that?
Muppets?
No, before the Muppets.
Dana Donuts. Carvey. Donuts.
Yeah, too far back. Fuck it. I'll think of it.
We've gone too far.
Tracy and the Dicks?
This is the furthest back.
Tracy and the Dicks.
Yeah.
It's, No.
The Hot Cotton Jazz Band.
Tracy and the Dicks.
Tracy and the Dicks.
Damn. There better be a scat man in Tracy and the Dicks.
Tracy.
We finally have you on the show, maybe you should actually talk about the theme song.
Yeah, what does it mean to you?
Well.
Well.
This is the first time you've been published.
I suppose.
Oh, I remember what it was I was going to talk about. Ago, so shut up. It was, I bought Nick Offerman's book, but I almost still bought the audiobook so that I could hear Nick Offerman read it to me.
Oh, man.
There's still time.
I might.
Yeah.
In case you guys are wondering what to get me for Christmas.
That's been on my list for a little bit. I'll probably get it next. Although I kind of want to get the Amy Poehler book because that looks hilarious.
They're all friends, so I think it's okay.
It is.
Okay, you were saying.
Anyways, so because I know of Jared's deep love for things Spidey, I decided to take the Spider-Man melody theme song and change it so I don't get sued.
Yeah.
and make it a little extra jazzy. So I pretty much took the melody and like flipped it on its head and changed it a little bit. Changed the rhythms. I just had fun with it.
So it's like Spider-Man if he was in a jazz band.
Yes, upside down. In upside space.
Down. Freeform, well, acid jazz.
It would make sense that he was upside down.
Exactly. So maybe it's upside down.
Maybe that's how he hears clear music.
Everything is jazz.
My jazz sense is tingling, cats.
You can't stick a move.
Wow. Jazz Spiders playing with Tracy and the Dicks today.
Spidey Jazz.
Spidey Jazz.
Peter Parker and the Mary Janes.
That can be the only explanation for why they had that semen webbing in their first Spider-Man movie. He had jazz hands.
Go web, go.
Go web, go.
That brilliant acting.
Sometimes I just get too
Do you remember Tropic Thunder? It was like a 6-time Academy Award winner, Kirk Lazarus. Also starring MTV Best Kiss winner, Tobey Maguire.
Yeah.
That's his one. God damn you, Seabiscuit.
Poor Toby.
Nothing like Spider-Man to ruin an actor's career.
Right?
Thank you.
Why do you think they say, look out, it's Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Who's feeding you?
Dropping my shit everywhere.
Don't do that.
Shit.
Feeding you, Jared.
Shit. What?
Who's supplying you with all this food crack?
I noticed you guys don't have an outro, and that kind of bothers me.
Why?
Should it be deep?
Because every time I'm listening to your podcast, it just suddenly stops and it breaks.
Yeah, we do that on purpose.
I know.
We're trying to...
I'll write some jazz right
be
there.
Be a dick.
Well, yeah, that too.
I'm going to take the Seinfeld riff and play it backwards, upside down, but also on different instruments.
And not be...
Do it on clarinet.
Clarinet?
Clarinet.
Ooh.
Cello. Sounds like something's burning in my kitchen.
Well, it probably is.
Maybe it's your kitchen.
Maybe your kitchen is burning.
Maybe it's gas.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
So the new Parkway Drive album. Have you listened to it?
No.
Well,
shall I?
It feels like a experimental album to me, because it's very different from anything they've ever done before.
I thought that one Vice Grip track was even way different. It was kind of like anthemic.
Yeah, because they have this one song where he does like this like quiet scream talking. I guess it's the best way to put it. I can't remember the name of it. Dang it. Hold on, let me find the name of the track. But it's like really strange, and it feels like it should have come out in like 1992. Because it feels like what's Mike Patton's band's name?
Mike Patton
Oswald?
No, not Patton Oswald. Crap.
Oh, I should mention the reason why I took the Spider-Man melody and flipped it was because of the name of the podcast.
Yeah.
So I didn't just do it for no reason.
Okay.
Besides avoiding copyright infringement.
Oh, yeah. Faith No More. This
This is it.
Those people.
Station.
It sounds like a song that was made by them in the early 90s, and it's very strange.
Yeah, why don't you can have
it sounds
fish
like that.
Flopping,
but he,
fish flopping.
It sounds like that, but he's doing like this weird, quiet, grumbling noise. I don't know. It's strange. It's a very strange album.
We write about the Atreyu album. It sounds like Atreyu.
Yeah.
Nothing new there.
Yeah. Like, I don't hate it, but it's definitely weird.
I'll have to check it out.
Do it! Do it now!
Yeah. You ain't gonna do it?
Are you gonna do it?
You better do it.
Again.
When is Bruno Mars coming out with a new album? Somebody stupid would say.
Who cares?
Somebody stupid would say.
Well, he's not, because he doesn't. You mean when is he going to release somebody else's album?
His dad plays at Treasure Island in Las Vegas.
Treasure Island?
Yeah, we stayed there when we went up there for that Summer's Last Stand tour.
Wow.
And it was like every night in the buttfuck ballroom or whatever, Papa Mars. AKA
Papa Mars.
Bruno Mars's father, and it had like his real name, and then it had a picture of him kissing Bruno Mars on the cheek for proof.
Wow.
Wasn't as big as the Cirque du Soleil promotion, but it was right up there.
Is there like people still wandering around, hanging around like porno?
No,
flyers?
I didn't see any of those people. I don't know if they're not allowed to do that anymore or what, but I walked the main strip for a decent amount of time. Never saw one. Even on like the major street corners.
It's like 15 years old. I got like a stack of them.
Yeah, they fucking smack them at you.
Yeah.
And you're like, stop trying to give porn to my dad.
I did do that.
You did.
It didn't work. I kept trying.
We stayed at the Jockey Club.
Jockey Club.
Jockey Club. Platinum membership.
Is there a maximum height requirement for that club?
Your dad fit it. I don't know.
That doesn't say much.
The room wasn't in our name. It would be impossible to tell.
Oh, sure.
And it smelled like cigar dick when we left.
Yes, it did. Blech.
Remember how pissed we were? They had that $1 million on display in that case, and it was all in 100s. And we walked by, and it was like, here's your chance to win $1 million cash. And you're like, that's it? It's just like a little bundle. You were so pissed off.
I was pissed off about a lot of things for some reason.
You were like, that's it? That's what $1 million is? Like, the fact that it would have been $1 million wasn't enough. You needed a bigger fucking... You needed it in ones.
Exactly. I vaguely remember saying it should be in ones.
Let me get this in nickels.
Yes.
Bully.
Who was that? There was a lawsuit between Google and somebody, or Samsung, I think. So they sent the remittance in like nickels or something like that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yep. They had like sent like a ton of delivery trucks to make sure every nickel delivered.
Yep. I hope somebody counted it, and I hope it was wrong.
Like, off like, by a nickel.
We're missing 4 cents.
Which is impossible. Because
well, nickels. Maybe by the time they had counted it, the price of nickel had depreciated to where it used to be the right amount of money. But
right. So long. And you know that they print them also.
Okay, well, back to the gold standard. This inflation's a bitch.
Alan Greenspan is running this country into the ground.
I vote for anarchy.
I vote for Alan Rickman.
Alan Rickman. To Alan Bill Rickman Braskin.
As Marvin.
Hello.
Yes.
Alan I vote Rickman. For Marvin.
I this vote is for Marvin.
Alan Rickman.
I'm so depressed.
Oh, what's the use of it anyway?
Eyes forward, Potter.
Yes, Mrs. Granger.
You can read lines.
Wow.
One of his spells. He came out the closet.
I think he might be one of the best characters of any series ever, though.
Nate?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because
he's
like,
the ultimate, like, anti-character hero figure. Yeah.
It's like movie one.
And he can turn into that dust cloud and fly around.
Like movie 1 through 6. He's a dick, he's a dick, he's a dick. Oh, my God, I love him.
But he's still kind of...
Oh, you fuck.
But I kind
of
like...
I was full of people on my list of things I could like, and now I have to make room.
Throw it in the garbage.
This list is dick.
Dick Tracy? No, Dick, no.
Dick Trick?
Dick Trickle.
Is that Don Rickles' brother?
No, it's like a guy who used to be a NASCAR racer.
Oh.
Name is Dick Trickle.
That doesn't sound like...
Sounds like a venereal disease. Yo, what up, Doc? I got some of that Dick Trickle.
Sound like Tracy Morgan.
I'm going to take it behind the middle school and get it pregnant.
Oh, that's Tina Fey mentioned that. She's like, that's probably my favorite Tracy Morgan joke ever written.
Right? I think she said it at that like award show or something they did.
Yeah.
They're like, we want to say we love you, Tracy, and we can't wait for you to get us all pregnant.
It's awesome.
If I can beat Grizz, and Grizz can beat you, then thereby using the transitive theory, Grizz can beat me.
Oh, Tracy.
That's how we got to the moon.
I am a Jedi.
It is how we got to the moon, and that's why there's water.
Yeah.
How many cups of sugar does it take to get to the moon?
Well, water on Mars.
I have water on my knee. You don't see me making a fucking national news thing about it.
Yeah, but is your knee Mars?
It could be. Right now, I'd call it Jupiter.
Big and purple?
Yeah. This is my favorite of the planets.
Is that because it's equally as distant from Uranus? It's because
when I watch Purple Rain, I imagine that being the moon.
It's also the best movement that hosts the planets.
I went to work this morning and I turned on the radio and that this is what sounds like when Doves Cry song came on.
When it does cry, man.
And I was like, this is way too early to be getting emotional about an old Prince song.
Jared, you should sleep to it.
Stop it!
Let Prince be the soundtrack to your dreams, baby.
I don't want to be sad.
Wasn't that song based off of that System of a Down song?
Probably.
What?
When angels cry,
Yeah, same thing. They just took it and they flipped it upside down and they played it backwards.
My riff of the week should have been the mashup between System of a Down and Elton John.
That's like the best mashup ever.
Right?
You can't beat
that. Is that Chop Suey?
Yeah.
And
Benny and the Jets, isn't it?
Yeah, Benny and the Jets.
Or Saturday Night's Alright or something.
Yeah, they're all the same.
You should put together
kind of like that slowed down
Rocket
with Sugar.
Man with Needles.
I don't know if they all work.
Just because it's
only one way to find out.
I used Atwa and Candle in the Wind.
Well, they're all in 4/4, so I'm sure it would work.
I always we write some stuff and it'll be in like the weirdest time signature and just makes me so angry. Like, I don't know what 6/8 is.
I'm just going to scream. Is that why you just scream through whole sections? You're like, I'm not following time. Yeah.
I feel like this could be reduced more. 6/8.
You could divide it by meter.
We are a divided meter here.
Why is it 5/4? There should be always a lower number on the top. That's 1 1/4.
I still don't understand 5/4. That doesn't make any sense to me.
It's not a fraction.
It is now. They drew it like one, sir.
Okay. The top number represents how many beats there are in the measure. The bottom number represents what type of note value gets the beat.
Ooh.
So a 6/8 means there are 6/8 notes in the measure.
Okay. So which one is the denominator?
It's either 2 or 3.
Circumference.
So 5/4 is just 5 quarter notes.
Where
instead
is
of 4 quarter notes?
Where is pi in all this?
A
that's
squared.
What, like, that's what Mars squared. From Holes is in. Da, 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 da. 1 2 3 4. Oh, sorry. 1 2 3 4 5. 1 2 3 4 5.
Huh. We're gonna need that for.
I just came.
Kill the wabbit. So keep that in mind.
That's a good
kill. The wabbit. Nailed it.
Nailed it.
I know, because I've just been auditioning on that excerpt like 4 times.
Excellent.
Tuba my phone. let's put a wah pedal on the tuba.
I'm working
tuba.
On it. I just need a wah.
Tuba.
Tuba. Tuba. Oh,
$1 million idea right here. Don't be stealing my idea, Greg.
I have actually successfully played dubstep.
Yeah, with the tuba?
Yeah, and I didn't even need any amplification. It was just really difficult.
Drop the tuba.
Well, get better at it. Go down Venice Beach and start your own.
Right?
You could be the next Skrillex.
I really want to emphasize how much fucking work it is to do it.
What's your point?
Tuba smash.
Well, buy a repeater. And then make the machines do all the work.
The problem needs so many machines.
Welcome to the 21st century. Computers rule all.
I'm not the son of a bitch. Just give me my $10,000 instrument. I'll save it.
Ah, who needs... We got buttons for that. Face is a button.
I substitute your buttons. Implement my own.
Yeah. Anthony, did you know that Skrillex was in like a hardcore band before he started his...
So was that guy from City in Color.
Well, I knew that. It was Alexis on Fire or whatever.
Good.
Yeah, but that seems like a reasonable transition between being angry about stuff and then singing about the saddest crap ever from your Canadian loft. To me, that transition makes sense. But to go from
It's a logical sequence.
Yeah, but to go from like a hardcore band to the largest Transformer fucking DJ on the planet. Very strange.
I feel like they probably had keyboards in their band, didn't they?
Yeah, that's what he did.
Yeah, so that kind of makes sense.
Yeah, it's like the keyboard player in Devil Wears Prada.
Wasn't Skrillex a singer and keyboardist?
I think he was a screamer or back vocalist or something. Maybe the singer, I don't know.
I think he kind of jumped on a trend. I know he was like one of the first to really, really get big at it, but I think he just was smart enough business-wise. He didn't care artistically. He was just smart enough to jump on the good train right as it took off.
Well, it seems to be working for him, so...
Oh, yeah. And that's the bad part. Like, I would like to make a bunch of money doing music, but at the same time, I think that I would like to try to stick to what I had to do, even if that meant making no money. But at some point, I'm sure I really want the money.
A lot of people are successful doing what they love, so...
Yeah, that's the bad part, though. Like, if it starts getting tough, or, like, you know, we've been a band for 10 years. It's like, do we start writing popular shit in hopes that we make some money? Or do we just keep doing what we want to do because that's what we want to do? We don't care about that.
I think you should keep doing what you want to do, and then you can maybe change your approach to, like, marketing and how you put yourself out there or whatever, but your artistic message, you know, should be whatever you want it to be.
Yeah.
Exactly. And Skrillex didn't feel that way.
Nope. No.
He wanted that money.
Well.
Now he has a lot.
He got it.
But he had to fuck Ellie Goulding. So, I mean, who really won?
Ellie Goulding?
Probably.
Goldie Hawn?
Goldie Hawn. Ew.
She gave him an STD, and she's gonna let it burn.
I don't understand that joke, but I like STD jokes, so...
I approve this message, even though I don't know what the fuck it is. You gotta get a girlfriend that listens to a bunch of weird kind of music. That way, you know what I'm talking about.
I heard way too much pop music when I was working at Saks. It was just playing on the radio. It was horrible.
Who's Sack?
Some retail clothing store.
Oh, Winona Ryder come in.
Are we in space now?
Yes.
Nuts in space.
So some
Tracy Dick.
Somebody pointed out to me the other day that when I write my name, I always put the two T's together, and they're like, it looks like pie. And I've been writing it that way my entire life, and that's the first time I've ever actually noticed that I've been writing new pie.
Pie.
Well, I mean, why would you T your T's separately when you can T them together?
Well, exactly. That's why I do it. But I never noticed that it actually looked like a mathematical symbol.
Maybe even subconsciously forming that into your handwriting.
Yes, maybe. Perhaps.
Perhaps much.
Yes. I think we're actually at 30 minutes.
Good.
So, outro? I don't believe in them.
Lame.
Five. I am.
Four.
No.
Three.